Viewer discretion is advised, but will be completely ignored.
Take my latest run-in with Batsy. It was just last night, as the entire country was tuning into its favorite talk show.
Believe it, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you stranger. And here we go.
The Wrestling Asylum, as you can see, I am the good doctor, Harley Quinn, and yep, that's my pet hyena there. And welcome to the show. I hope everybody here has a fun time because it's going to be insane and we're going to love it. So, first off, Rock, you had that slap coming, dude. You did. You really did. And I'm glad Cody slapped you straight in that smug ass face of yours. So let's get to the gentleman who runs this amazing place. The one, the only, the Joker.
Come now. You know, I was playing basketball when mm-hmm. this all happened. So, you know.
Yeah.
I get a little bit of a sweat.
Yes, but so, absolutely.
Before we get into it, could you do us the best thing in the world? Like, share, subscribe, stay notified, telegram, to tune into the Wrestling Asylum every Saturday, 6 o'clock. Following Blackheart's Angels. And the ladies did pretty good earlier.
Awesome, ladies.
Give them some love. And of course, go to our link tree, Off the Top Ropes Podcast, where you can find all the places where you can get your podcast and always keep up to date and check out the archives and make sure you show our ambassadors some love. Of course, get the coffee habit yet. I've been telling you this for months on end. W Energy, 10% off now. OTTR Mouth, W.TV.
Woohoo! W.
The link before it later.
And, definitely.
Crash into doing this at noon.
Not likely with Dubby. Oh, that's for sure.
So make sure you give Dubby some love. And of course, we're almost through the hoodie season, but you can't go wrong wearing a hoodie any time of the year unless, of course, it's 100 degrees. Make sure you check out our friends at Dream Alive University, dreamalive.store, 15% off the TR Mob. And of course, you got to get the bling. Always got to get the bling.
Get it in the bling bling.
25% off from our good friends at GetSolace.com. Get your rings, get your jewelry. Hell, get your girl a gift for her just because.
Or get some cool shades for yourself.
Well, there's that too.
That too.
But you know, women love their jewelry, Harley.
They do. They do.
Unfortunately, well, we're not going to dive into that because
no.
Mr. J was a little peaked.
Court. Oh my God.
You know, we talked about this bitch last week.
We did.
And shout out to a good friend of mine, Mr. KB, for
KB
coming into the asylum. Good to see you, buddy. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Now, bye.
KB.
I kinda was debating waiting a week or two to fry the bitch.
Right.
But since I'm in a giving mood, what the hell? Why not?
Yeah, why not? Today, she's going to get it.
In the second half of the show. Which is always a good fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Maya analyzed this chamber open and talked about a very key moment
mm-hmm.
pro wrestling history.
Yeah.
July 1980.
Ooh.
Why? Black Saturday, when Vince McMahon tried to take over the South after he had bought the WWF from his father.
Oh, my God.
Carter, you fit to get it. And by the way, you won't want to miss the closing of the show.
No.
As a very special announcement will be made as to who faces my wrath next week. As you can see, I'm in a luxurious basketball jersey.
Yeah.
Of my own design, my dear. But this fuckface.
Yeah.
Bareback. Has it coming.
Yeah.
And I've waited too long.
Yes.
Said it at the end of the second season. It was open season. And you never know who I was going to roast.
Nope.
So you're going to want to stay tuned after. Dixie Carter faces her future. But now, you know, we got to talk about this. And this first topic of discussion, you know, truth be told, pro wrestling isn't ballet, folks.
It is.
But once again, seriously?
Really?
Tony Khan, it was a mistake.
It was.
And you're going to listen to two old dumbasses.
Mm-hmm.
Harley, do you want to please explain this one, please?
Okay, it turns out Sammy Guevara, yeah, that's right, dude. We're talking about you. He got suspended by AEW for this match. Excuse me. Taped on Valentine's Day, aired February 16th on Rampage, when he hit Jeff Hardy with his finisher, the GTH. And Jeff Hardy had sustained an injury and concussion protocol, however, was not followed. Now, there is a lot of talk, like, was it really Sammy's fault or was it the ref's fault? Even our own Binky from Blackheart's Angels even said something about this on Twitter. And I wish I had gotten the screenshot of that so you could see it.
Shout out to the lovely Binky.
Shout out. There you go. For you, Binky. Yeah.
Yeah.
She,
but folks.
Sammy, why?
Sammy. I'm not mad at Sammy.
We're not mad at Sammy.
I'm not mad at Sammy on this.
No.
Now, I understood the thing where he got suspended the first time. You know, we're going to go into it.
I'm going to seem kind of crazy to you.
We're not going to get into it. He's had real life beef with Andrade El Idolo. He's had real life beef with Eddie Kingston.
The thing with Andrade was more professional than personal.
Oh, okay.
Eddie, however, well. Mm-hmm.
Eddie, love you, Eddie, but my God.
There's somewhat of a sliver of
sliver of truth in there.
Oh, you don't want to know that.
No, I don't.
Because you see,
I'm not a monster.
But I want to be. Everybody that's going to put this all on Sammy.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say this.
Emotional, damn it.
Yeah,
it's not his fault.
No.
You see, the fact of the matter is, you know, accidents happen in the ring. And the thing about it all is simple. If the referee did not adhere concussion protocol, then the referee should be the one getting the shit sandwich.
Exactly, not Sammy.
I mean, no disrespect, but come on, ladies and gentlemen. But seriously, I want to hear the chat as well. I want to know what the chat thinks.
Let us know, chat.
Do you honestly think Sammy Guevara should have been suspended? I mean, I understand if he did it on purpose. But it's not like, you know, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, like a pony. I'm a pony.
It's made its return. Yes. Pony.
Oh, boss.
Boss.
Somebody found the clip.
Found it.
I had to bring it back. Not going to use it. But one more time for old times.
One more. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Like a pony. I'm a pony.
And I mean, for crying out loud, ladies and gentlemen.
We've gone too long without
it. Truth be told, Sammy is, for the most part, a very well-performed wrestler in the ring.
He is.
The issue that I have a concern about is the simple fact that, A, we are sitting here once again a month almost since it happened, and we're now dealing with this shit?
Yeah, it's like, what's with the secrecy? Why couldn't you say anything?
Whoever this is on Facebook.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome. But I'm going to be honest. I don't know why we're suspending him. I mean, truth be told, this is my rant.
Are you sure about that?
And then
Bruce, hurry. Rachel's going to die.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, Tony.
Really?
I mean, come on, TK. It's one thing if he would have done it and said, bitch, I did it on purpose to try and ruin your career.
Right. But okay, it looks like it was an accident. Exactly. Like, how was Sammy supposed to know Jeff Hardy was in
like
concussion protocol?
This would be like trying to suspend Undertaker for what happened with
McFoley. There's no passion, there is no vision, there is no aggression, there is no fucking mindset in this football club.
Oh, Lady
Oh,
B.
Bianca! Lady B!
Good to see you. Welcome. But what I'm saying to you all is this. The fact of the matter remains. You know, we're sitting here once again. And I would like to think that we were past this already.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, with all due respect,
I
see. That's why.
Really?
The thing that bothers me the most is honest mistakes happen.
They do.
Okay? And folks, here's the part that bothers me out of it all.
Yeah.
Item number one, you have an obligation to make sure that both participants are able to keep going.
Yes.
Meaning, if I'm in the ring as a ref and I know one of the two is, you know,
a little.
Cue the cuckoo clock with the bird chirping. Lights are on, but nobody's home.
Yep. Right
no
here.
Offense. I'm calling the match.
Yep.
Okay. Now, no offense.
No offense.
But to the referee.
This dummy, yeah, you blew it. Dummy, yeah, you choked. Dummy, yeah, I think you lost it.
Yeah, he lost it all right.
He lost his damn mind.
He lost it, yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, here we are, once again, and Sammy's suspended again.
Yeah.
The first time he got suspended early on in AEW, I kind of understood.
Yeah.
I kind of got it. I wasn't happy about it, but I was like, bro, you're going to have to
screwed up
on this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take the golf clap from you. But goddamn, you got to suspend him again.
Again.
I'm sorry. But we don't play that game.
No, we
We're
don't.
Not playing this shit.
Mm-mm.
Like, folks. Let me explain something to you, okay? Pro wrestling, thank God I can say that, never have to utter the word sports entertainment ever again.
Thank God.
Woo! Oh, and breaking news, folks. Brock Lesnar's profile has been reinstated on WWE.com, meaning something is about to come out. You might want to stay tuned for that. Over the wire to me not that long ago. Keep your eyes. You heard it here in the asylum first. Now, the other thing I'm going to say to you all is this, and it's that simple. Sammy, I watched that match. Sammy missed the turn midair. There's nothing you're going to do about it.
Nope.
Now, Jeff Hardy is a veteran. What he could have done and should have done was rolled out of the way.
Yep.
And then afterward, say, yo,
Sammy,
if I wouldn't have moved, you would have knocked me silly. That's why I moved her.
They would have.
And just check on the fucking kid.
Instead, exactly. You check have and see
Matt
if okay.
and Jeff. You have Matt and Jeff in this whole entitlement, I'm getting ready to turn heel mindset type bullshit. Oh,
God,
and that's what it is. It's grade A, prime kit, pure bullshit. Matt and Jeff, I love you to death, but on this one,
you ain't shit.
Let me say that one more time.
You ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't shit.
Matt and Jeff, on this one,
you ain't shit.
I rest my case. And the other thing about this, as I sit here back and forth, is the simple fact that once again, we are having to fucking talk about a suspension.
Yeah.
Bobby, what's happening?
Hi, Bobby.
But my thing is, at this point, don't fuck him over.
Please don't. Don't do that to Sammy. He seems like a good guy. He's learned his lessons.
Happen.
Yes.
Mistakes happen.
They do.
Now, I will say that we have before we move on to the next topic in a minute, I'm going to wrap my take on it like this. I'm going to need the front screen for a minute, dear.
Go for it.
Folks, professional wrestling is not a ballerina expo. Okay? I am 39 years old. I've been watching this fucking shit since I was 3. And I have seen guys get hurt. I have seen guys get busted up. I have seen guys end up in wheelchairs. I've seen things to where there's certain talent that can't walk. So Sammy screwed up. Well, guess what, Tony? I better hope to God that you fix this. Put Sammy back to work with back pay. Because this bullshit, you are letting a WCW-esque like maneuver be done to you. What you should have done, dipshit, you dumb fucking young idiot. Should have dug deeper before you chose to suspend him. And you're doing it almost a month later.
Aye.
Again. First.
Let me talk. You ain't shit.
Yes. You ain't shit. Now.
This dummy, yeah, you blew it. Dummy, yeah, you choked. Dummy, yeah, I think you lost it.
I don't think so, Bobby. I don't think that.
No, I doubt it.
I agree. But, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Are you sure about that?
I'm going to say this. You know, I find it ironic less than a month later.
Mm-hmm.
It takes nearly a month to go, oh, we're going to suspend Sammy Guevara again.
Why?
You're an idiot. But now, on to other things. But
yes,
before we go on to that, that's like almost doing, well, he's still under contract, but this next topic.
Oh, God.
Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on. We're going to have...
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I'm going to need a minute because...
Hold.
As well. You'll find out in a moment. That's right.
Yeah.
Mr. Call, so-called scapegoat himself.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Little boy Jack Perry has joined the House of Torture in New Japan, bro.
Oh my God.
As we all know, our beloved Jungle Boy Jack Perry's career in AEW came to a quote-unquote tragic end after the match between he and Hook had at All In last year in London. And of course, then Jack pulling a Raven-like maneuver. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, Bobby. Goes straight over to New Japan to start wrestling and starts pulling this Raven ripoff-like shtick. And is now known at calling himself Scapegoat Jack Perry. And has now joined the House of Torture faction
Whoopee.
In New Japan. What fucking makes me die laughing is this.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm going to have to put you on standby one more time, folks. I can't stop laughing. Is the fucking fact that Jungle Boy actually thinks that he was the scapegoat as to why Punk was let go. Hey, Jungle Boy, you Jack. Are the reason, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, oh, cry me a river, bitch. God.
No, no, no. Granted, I'll give New Japan this.
Mm-hmm.
They picked you up. They did Tony a solid. And they threw you a bone. But hey, Anna Jay, I'll give you a real nice bone.
Yeah.
I'll give her a real good bone. If you don't believe me, well.
Oh yeah, like a pony. I'm a pony.
Coincidence? I think not.
All right.
Yeah, believe me, Bobby, we didn't either.
I kind of knew when he went to Japan, I said, there's only two places he's going to get. One of these two groups are going to pick him up. Chaos won't touch him.
Nope. I don't think both of them. Because
we all know, well, the leader is gone.
Right.
And secondly, Bullet Club ain't going to want to deal with that shit.
No, they're all like, nope, fuck you, stay away.
No, Bullet, don't get it twisted. I love Bullet Club.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Too sweet.
Uh-huh. But the fact of the matter is this, for Jungle Boy, I don't know if this is going to help him mature, grow as a performer. Hopefully, he, to me, was that white, shiny baby face.
He was.
That you just wanted to kick in the balls. I mean, you just wanted to shine your shoe, pull a Dwayne.
That's one minute of power.
And kick him in the Smack. Balls. But then just for good measure.
Throw a weak ass out my face.
Throw him up against the wall.
Into the wall. And the fact that he's, well, if anybody gets offended by this next sentence, well, I'm sorry, tough shit. But the fact that he's clapping Anna Jay's booty cheeks with due respect, I mean, seriously, folks.
Dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ, how do you even let that happen?
We don't know how that happened.
I haven't seen much pictures of the two of them together lately. Yep,
there you go. There you go. I was going to say, Bailey and
Jacket. I like where that is going.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, you know, here we are. And once again, I mean, great on him for using the situation to his advantage.
Yes.
But in all honesty, he really didn't stand out to begin with. Your dad would have been a better wrestler than you, kid.
And yet his dad was a hell of an actor, so there you go.
Your father was a Hall of Fame icon actor. And
he was.
That, I have to say this, and it's not in a derogatory way.
No.
But God damn, he was good.
Luke Perry, your absolutely. Father,
now that's a headline.
Definitely a headline.
Yeah, your father was always good.
He was.
I mean, shit. You probably suffer from
emotional damage.
Just the fact he's
hear about him being talked about all the time.
Right, or just suffering from entitled child syndrome or whatever it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nana!
Nana.
In AEW, and I think in your indie career, this summed you up.
There is no passion, there is no vision, there is no aggression, there is no fucking mindset in this football club.
Then you align yourself with Christian Cage and you get contaminated by the son of a bitch.
You let him lead you to the tag team belts.
Well, that was one good thing about it.
I mean, I give you an A for having it. Mm-hmm. See what I did there? A. That's probably what you were. Well, never mind. We're not going to go talk
about that. Everyone
gets done like a Bikini Bottom resident.
We are not going to go there because I do not need this. Although. Nope.
Excuse me.
I would love to.
Yeah, like a pony.
With Anna Jay. All right, then don't get the pony.
Oh, God.
Please. 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 The fact of the matter is this.
Oh, my God.
Is this going to be helpful for him? Probably in the long run. Will Maybe. It bring any relevancy to him? Maybe.
Nope. Maybe not. Who knows?
The way that they did it to reveal him joining the group, I mean, we've seen it done well in the past in different methods, but I think the way that they did it here actually played more in his favor because it helped him out.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think that at some point in the not too distant future, we're going to get a situation where we maybe see him return to AEW?
Probably.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
Because I love the fact that he took the AEW contract, ripped it up. Okay, we're playing the ECW card
because
we couldn't come up with anything fucking original, kid.
Nope.
So you couldn't think better of anything. Give props and respect to that.
Yes.
That you do to begin with, because you let Christian Cage intimidate your ass. Mm-hmm. And then when CM Punk put you in your place and told you not to do something that was probably too dangerous, but you did it anyway.
You flipped out on him.
You flipped out. Now, I'm not writing Punk is all innocent either. He could have handled an adult. But if he would have handled, I guarantee you this. If I was Punk, I would have handled it like Taker. I'd have walked up and said, by the time I get back here, you fucking better not be. I'm telling you, that's exactly where I would have gone.
Yep.
And I know we're a smidge off topic, but
yeah,
you are a scapegoat, Jack. You are the scapegoat because you are at fault.
Yes.
Now, mind you, you did help create hell freezing over. I'm not going to argue that. But the fact of the matter is this, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Jack Perry, you thought your shit didn't stink when in fact it was nothing more than a massive thumper dumper sitting in bed, and you actually thought.
That tournament of power.
You actually thought that the boss was just going to fire Punk and let you get away unclean? Dude!
Nope.
Let's see. All Out was what? Last August, right?
September.
Okay, so end of September.
All In was in late August.
Okay. No.
I doubt it.
Doubtful. Bobby brought up a valid point.
Right.
I think that you will not probably see that happen. I could be wrong. This is one of those times where I could be wrong, and I want the chat to get involved here and say nay, yay, either way, Ben, gay, I day, any day, all day. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't think that. I think there's talent that would like it. I think there's some fans that might, but I think
Now we're talking.
You know, truth be told, we're in no man's land right now.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we are. Oh my god. Oh boy.
Who opened the door again? God damn it.
I didn't. It wasn't me.
No, it all seems this guy.
I'm right here.
Jack Perry, overrated. He thinks he can go. He can do certain things. Did he earn his way into certain situations? Sure. He was in the right place at the right time. I'm not going to say he wasn't, but here's the harsh reality. And folks, you can agree, disagree. You can throw paint at me. I really don't give a rat.
Right.
But Jack Perry? Well. You ain't shit! You thought your shit didn't stink. So that's one.
What?
Two, you know, you actually think that you matter. The problem that I have with you is the fact that here we are, not even a year yet.
Yeah.
And you're playing, once again, oh, poor me. Poor me. Another drink.
I'm a cry, baby.
I'm gonna pour me another drink. Excuse me, one second.
I'm gonna pour some
sugar. Oh man. I don't know where that came from. Okay,
but
coincidence? I think not.
I think not.
But folks, I have to say this for what it is. Plain and simple. Number one. You have a situation where Jungle Boy acted out of line. Mm-hmm. Had no fucking business bringing that up on TV. Mm-mm-mm. Two, decided to go into business for yourself. Three, pissing off somebody with more star power than you. Four, getting said megastar fired.
Yeah. Nice job. Good shit.
Got your ass sent home.
Mm-hmm.
Six, you sat there for nearly 4 months.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, I know I'm sure.
We're sure about
that. You haven't even been in New Japan a month.
Nope.
And I'm going to say this. Yes, you've made some moves. And yes, you've made some preliminary moments. But Jack, with all due respect, the bullshit you pulled, don't fly in Japan.
No, they will. Rules are different.
Let me elaborate. If you are still under AEW contract, which I am assuming you probably are, I guarantee you, as gospel and the good Lord as my witness, Kenny Omega has informed you, if you pull one sliver of the bullshit you fucking pulled at All In, if you think this roster is going to put up with it, this is what's going to happen. First,
Lung gets done like a Bikini Bottom resident.
You're going to get run over, first of all. Shooter.
I wonder. Put it to you like this, Jungle Boy or Jungle Jackass. Yeah. You should call yourself the Jackass Jack Perry. Scapegoat sounds too nice.
Jackass sounds way better.
Jackass sounds way better.
Coincidence? I think not.
Jack off would probably be the most effective and appropriate.
That's good.
Because I'm waiting to hear the words, Anna Jay dumped your ass.
Oh.
Because then I get to have.
What about Bailey?
Oh, no. She getting a menage out of this.
Oh, yeah.
dignity.
A tournament of power.
But I'm going to tell you. You know, the fact of the matter is, Jungle Jack, when I hear you.
It's not about money. It's about sending a message. Everything burns.
It's the last part of that that I want to do is burn my fucking ears and burn my retinas because I have to stare at you. And just so you know.
Honey, you'll never believe what happened to me today.
That's what I think happened when Anna Jay saw Jungle Boy naked. She passed out from the disappointment.
She's like, oh my God.
Can't miss comedy, folks.
She's passed out from the disappointment.
Yes, exactly.
Those were her eyes when she saw it.
It just rolled right into the back of her head there.
Yeah, Jungle Boy, you will be a future victim of my chair very, very soon.
Just, yeah.
I think we might have roasted him already. I'll have to double check.
You might have. We'll have to look through the archives.
Have to look, go through the archives. But yeah. Remember,
do I really look like a guy with a plan?
I never have a plan.
No, we never have a plan. And hi, KB.
Hey, KB.
KB.
And we have Lady B, but did Bianca, Lady but B come back?
I don't know.
What are you doing in the Gulf of Mexico, brother?
I think he's working. I've seen some pictures of some fabulous desserts KB has posted on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't want to bring that up because then he'll just shoot up my cholesterol in my diet. KB, your food alone is giving me cholesterol. I love you. Don't get it twisted, but.
Into the air.
And Binky's in the chat too, so.
And it's Binky!
Binky!
Lady B and Binky. Welcome, welcome, welcome. But to me, with Jack Perry, before we go to the break.
Yes.
Jack, first and foremost, you.
Oh my God.
Coincidence? I think not.
Well, I kind of surprised everybody. I guess it's time to let the cat out of the bag. It's already here. We kind of spoiled it early.
Yeah.
But KB, guess what?
Oh, yeah. Like a pony. I'm a pony. I'm a pony.
Yeah. It's back.
Don't ask how. Mr. J always works his wonders. Oh, and please let anybody else that knows about this inside joke, tell them to tune in because I have something special waiting for them.
Yes. Oh, Bobby. Right Bobby, there.
What do you think I'm trying to do?
Bobby. He's trying to pursue her and Bailey at the same time.
You see?
Yeah.
You know, I might be an older man, but when it comes to movies,
man, I fell down to my knees when the law came.
Okay. Sorry, folks. This is part of the show where I'm just doing random shit. But Jungle Jack.
Come on, man.
Dude, you let now. Anna Jay might get mad at me for this, but I'm going to have to bring it to Anna Jay. You have to come to the front of the group. You have to come to the well of the house.
Please.
The House of Rep Well has asked for your appearance. As we all know, you and a now married Mrs. Guevara.
Yes.
Back when the two of you were in your somewhat wilder youth.
Right.
Had a certain reputation.
Uh-oh.
And decided to woo a certain boy of the jungle. Well, apparently this boy of the jungle thinks his shit don't stink. And the only reason you wooed his ass is because he was rumored. The nickname served the purpose. When in fact it went.
It shrank. It seriously shrank.
Where is the nub, ladies and gentlemen?
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Just opposite. Okay, the hair is one thing, KB.
Okay, get me started on the hair.
No.
Jungle Boy.
Jack.
There have been guys that have had the hair long like you and can pull it off in certain groups. You are not one of them, Mr. DeLulu.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Mella!
Hair looks like shit.
Dummy, yeah.
You look like
it's not fashion.
I mean, seriously.
Right.
Jack.
Please, come on.
Your hair.
Ew.
All we'd have to do is bunch it up like this in one giant man bun.
Yeah.
And it would look like a guy's butthole was hair clogged.
Ew.
Oh my God.
Ew.
Like, seriously.
Justin.
Reaching foul. That boy is reaching. Shit is straight cap.
Yeah, I was reaching on that one.
Yeah, he was.
In that one, hang on.
Watch out for the tree.
Jack of the jungle. Watch out for that tree. Watch out for that tree. Watch out for that. Watch out.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, Bobby, I'm sorry I made you puke, but sorry. I had to on this one. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, in this one, Jungle Jack, you are.
Yeah, like a pony. I'm a pony.
You are not, in fact, a pony.
No, you're not
a pony. You are more of the gum I scrape off of my flip-flops before I shove my foot so far up your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the face you'd have if Anna Jay wasn't faking it every time.
I'm not a monster. I'm just ahead of the curve.
That has a nice ring to it.
Write that down, will you?
We'll write it down.
But folks, momentarily, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Yes.
Apparently not, KB.
No,
that is not his wife.
Not his
they
wife.
Aren't even close to married. And as of late, they haven't taken photos together.
That's and a little,
little birdie told me, I ain't gonna say who for their anonymity.
Yep.
There is discussion of a
breakup.
Mm-hmm. Just like we all found out that Cora Jade and Bron Breakker split. Speaking of, yes, I'm a man. I'm a bit of a hornball. Mr. J has needs. Cora J, you're welcome to the menage on this bitch. Just for the simple fact.
Just don't hurt your knee here, Cora, okay? She hurt her knee.
Well, I know that, but okay. I was expecting her to hurt like, it don't another hurt way. Oh my.
Oh my.
Yes, Mr. J is in full on mode for you today.
What?
I couldn't help
it. Anya's right here. That's it. I'm right here.
And Harley's here for the ride.
I'm here for the ride.
She's here for the ride. But folks, right now, I would recommend that you please get yourselves a snack.
More dubby
if you haven't gotten everything you need today.
Yes.
Make damn sure you come back for the second half.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, after we deep fry one Dixie Carter who's had it come long overdue.
Long time.
Who's going to wait? But then after last week having to talk about your ass. I went, fuck it.
Let's do it anyway.
Let's get it over with. Mm-hmm. The mere existence of your see you next Tuesday yes makes me want to. And just remember, folks, if you ladies, if you're dating a fan who's a pro wrestling fan, you want to kill the mood, you want to kill the boner, these three words, well, technically four. Dixie Carter only fans. Instant boner killer. If you are in a fight, all you got to say. But folks, we're going to take a quick break. And we expect to see you right back here.
Yes.
After these messages.
Yes.
Toodaloo.
Come over here, you boy. Colin Gordon. Colin Captain James Gordon.
Only your Undertaker knows for sure.
Love that Joker.
So remember, put on a happy face.
Believe it, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you a
stranger.
Quick, Tyson is out. So just who will have guts enough to stand between Hulk Hogan and the Macho King this Friday on the main event? Live. When you have nausea, heart, your
indigestion, the mutant psycho savage, no mercy, demolition, Legion of Doom. What do road warriors wear on the road to destruction?
Ruse.
Ruse. Shoes for your feet, pockets for your stuff.
And yes, we're back.
We are back.
And KB, best message in the world. This message by Mr. J is brought to you by the Church of Horniness and brought to you by the Church of Horniness and Latter-day Saints. Would you please care to join us and make a donation?
Please.
A donation. But now, folks, on to the second half of the show. Now, as many of you all know, my three beautiful chambers just love randomly. And today,
thank you, Bobby.
We are going to take a trip down old memory lane to Black Saturday.
Oh my God.
A place in pro wrestling history that is still talked about to this very day. That's right. July 14th, 1984, McMahon tried to steal the Southern market. Now, this was a mere few years after Vince had bought the promotion from his father and decided to start expanding nationwide and try to go global. Now, as everybody knows, Georgia Championship Wrestling and the Jim Crockett Promotions era did phenomenally well on TBS, the superstation owned by, you guessed it, Ted Turner.
Yep.
Well, at the time, Vince made an offer and it looked like hell had frozen over.
Yep.
In the summer of 1984. Ironically, 7 months before I was born.
Yep.
Well, sure. Jordan, we do not deal with rumor and innuendo. We only know confirmation. So thank you for the heads up. We will keep
advice. Thank you, though, Jordan.
But Vince decided to try and put the WWF on the superstation. Yeah, we know what you meant. Grandmother, we know.
Grandmama, his grandma. Yes.
Anyway, so what happened is, by 1988, the NWA would take a drastic transformation.
Ooh.
When Ted Turner turned it into WCW, World Championship Wrestling. Now see, this is the thing about Black Saturday that a lot of people don't know. All right. Vince was trying to do multiple deals with multiple networks and stay on them at the same time.
Yeah.
So what happened is the deal with Turner did not last long.
Mm-mm.
Lasted maybe a year.
Maybe
less.
They were in there.
Give or take.
Mm-hmm.
But it was impactful because that deal actually was what led to the catalyst to Vince striking the big deal that would lead him on the path to what we know.
Yep.
The WCW Black Saturday deal would eventually allow Vince to strike a massive deal with USA Network.
Ah.
And in Bayside.
Mm-hmm.
WBA Bayside.
Yeah.
Where we would get main event.
Yep.
We would get a lot of different things.
We would.
But
Yeah. Oh, shucky ducky, quack,
wet.
Well, yeah, Bobby, this happened way before you were born.
Yeah. Hi,
surprise!
Courtney!
Courtney! A little birdie told me.
Oh, yeah, like a pony. I'm a pony.
Guess who brought it back? And don't ask how.
Don't ask.
Today doesn't reveal all the secrets.
No, he doesn't.
Beautiful episode. But welcome aboard, my dear. It is good to see you. Now, one interesting fact about Black Saturday that people don't know was that originally, not even... Damn right. What a lot of people don't realize is the fact that you had a situation where Vince almost pulled off having two networks.
Ooh.
But Turner didn't like that.
Nope.
And Turner went, no, no, nay, nay.
Nah.
Turner was like,
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure he asked that question, that's for sure. Hey, you
Turner was like, wow, what a boring story.
And the thing about it was this, you really couldn't do it back then, even if you wanted to. I mean, now things are a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah, you can kind of negotiate with who you want.
And it was always about chasing the dollar and the competition, which is fine, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, in real, everybody, you're going to want to hear this.
Yeah.
To be honest, did everybody really want to see Ted Turner win the Monday Night Wars?
Not really.
Think so.
No, not really.
No.
Can't miss comedy, folks.
Not really.
No, not at all.
You ain't shit. That's a shout out to Ted Turner.
Yeah.
Who gave us WCW.
And- Coincidence? I think not.
He's probably off hiding in his ranch in
Montana.
South Montana, yeah.
Montana. I would know that considering, you know.
Well, I would know that too. I live in Montana, so.
I don't know.
I'm too of
Montana.
I think it's outside of Bozeman, Montana, where he has a ranch. I think.
Oh, he's living in Montana. I thought you said he was screwing Anna Montana.
No, I.
Coincidence? I think
not. Jesus Christ, how do you even let that happen?
I mean, oh my. Folks. Ted Turner. Ugh. The fact of the matter is, I'll say it for this plainly. Black Saturday did do some good. And it allowed Vince to kind of get an exposure on a national level. Because at the time, Turner had gone national. Was it global yet? As a certain doctor would say.
Yes.
But to me personally, this helped Vince in the sense that it got nationwide exposure. What it allowed him to do was it set some things in motion that hadn't been seen before. For example, you didn't see key matches nationwide.
No.
Maybe you had Iron Sheik and Hogan in the Northeast market.
Probably.
Maybe you had them in, you know, St. Louis or something. And now, with the expansion of cable, you also, and this also led to Vince stealing the six camera shot that had been originally perfected by the Von Erich family.
Oh,
they were the Von Erich family was intricate in camera angles and certain shots that eventually WCW would become to know.
Yeah.
I love you for that.
Yeah.
So, in a way, Black Saturday, as it has been called, and the reason it was is a lot of people know, a lot of us older fans who've been watching for a long time know this. So for fans that are Bobby's age and younger, may not know, but pro wrestling wasn't the only big name staple on the networks.
No, it wasn't.
Turner owned a baseball team, I think.
It was the Atlanta Braves.
I'm going to get canceled for that, and I really don't give a fuck, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Atlanta Braves, baby. And a fun fact is the Braves actually sometimes followed GCW.
Usually did.
Georgia Championship Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday night, 6:05. Yeah. Sometimes it was before wrestling. If it was
usually.
If it was a Saturday, you know, afternoon game,
mm-hmm.
like if it was a if it wasn't a doubleheader, nine times out of ten, guess what?
Wrestling came on afterwards.
You had wrestling coming in on right on at 6:05 Saturday night.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Folks, if you ever, you know, ask your parents, your grandparents, your older siblings, hey, why was 6:05 so important? Hey, I may not agree with much, but go listen to Jim Cornette. He will tell you plenty about those days.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were an intricate part.
They were.
Of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Black Friday or Black Saturday, actually.
Yeah.
Is the more appropriate word. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I got to Thanksgiving mode so early. I think we just had a few months ago. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Although I don't know. Now I'm craving turkey and stuffing and all that.
Coincidence? I think not.
I'm blaming KB because his food looks too good.
Oh, yeah.
we know what she would say.
Yeah.
All right. But in all seriousness, okay, to me, Black Saturday's impact, no pun intended, did the following. It exposed new stars, and then in an inadvertent way, it also drove the last nail through the NWA.
Right.
That we knew of back then, not what Billy Corgan rebuilt as his vision.
Yeah.
There's a difference. All right. To me personally, I think what will happen.
Oh, KB. Hold on.
Oh, God. As long as I don't hear the words banana split, add nuts, we're fine.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I just did that to myself. KB, I love you to death, I swear.
Dude. Oh, my God.
How long gets done like a Bikini Bottom resident?
Crazy.
Mela!
Thing that just gave me
emotional damage.
Emotional damage. Yeah.
But before we close the chamber here, I want to ask the chat if you grew up and know of Black Saturday.
Yeah.
What your thoughts were on how it impacted pro wrestling as a whole. Because without it, I don't necessarily know if Vince gets still goes the route he went, because if you look at it through my eyes, what Black Saturday also did kind of helped NWA in a way.
Yeah.
Because it then turned around and put the Superstation into more
homes.
You had more people asking for, we want the Superstation. Because they were expecting to see a lot of WWF's wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then when WWF had the falling out with Turner and it and sold back to Crockett.
Yep.
Well, wait a minute. Why are we? Oh, never mind. These are good too. Fuck it.
Yep. So let's watch this stuff instead.
For what the spiral of what WCW was slowly turning into.
Right.
But then it would also do something else. A lot of people don't know this. This is my take. Without Black Saturday causing me
you know, toilet swirl, you know, the swirly for those swirly. Of us that know that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you don't explain it, if you have to explain it, well.
A tournament of power.
Okay. I'll put it to you like this, okay?
All right.
This also set the catalyst. That would set the tone to create the Monday Night War. Think Ooh. About it. And that's a topic I want to talk about somewhere. But I'm gonna give a brief summary of this. Without Black Saturday, you don't have those years of I'm pissed at Vince, I'm pissed at Vince, I'm pissed at Vince. And then the minute you find this young kid that knows what the fuck they're doing in terms of TV production, and he starts to turn profit,
Ooh.
He brings in Hulk Hogan and mm-hmm. Macho Man.
Yep.
And then the kick in the crotch by bringing in Lex Luger.
Oh.
By the way, hey, Paul Levesque, I'm going to address this to you before we go to our main event of the night.
Here we go.
Hi. As a guy from Buffalo, New York, and you know this, Lex Luger, I want to send some love. And you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, goddammit. You're about over fucking due. Hashtag Luger Hall of Fame. Get that shit going. I don't care what it takes. Luger Hall of Fame. He fucking deserves it. Okay? Yes, he went through some bad shit in his youth. And the thing with Miss Elizabeth, we all get that. But to see that it had to take that big fall for him to get to where he is now, I'm sorry, but he deserves to at least have what he did in his career
mm-hmm.
immortalized.
Yes.
And I've met him. I've shot the shit with him. He is a sweetheart. Okay? I'm going to give you all a side note. Pro wrestling is why I'm still sitting here. It's one of the few things that's keeping me sane through everything in my life. I'm going to leave it at that. My niece and nephew were also part of that equation, but that's the second thing. But folks, I want to know before we go to our main event of the evening, what you thought of Black Saturday and its impact on pro wrestling. Doc, I'm going to start with you.
Well, it had an impact. It definitely had an impact. I mean, I think more people started asking for like, can I get cable so I can get TBS so I can watch wrestling? It grew and expanded. I mean, come from that era in the 80s where that sort of thing, cable was just started, and it got huge, it got big, and wrestling got big as a result of cable television.
Absolutely. I think it had to.
I mean,
did
where
we
would really we be without it, really?
Did we really want this kind of
Wow, what a boring story. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's someone boring.
Did we really want the old 247, 29, 49, 67? Well, that was those were just the channels in my neck of the woods growing up.
I can't even. I know 247 were different channels
everywhere nationwide, but
what?
Everybody else, I don't know about the rest of y'all, mama. Superstation WTBN.
Yeah.
So before I slam on this,
okay. Yeah, he does deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Cougar.
Luger. Who's Cougar?
Luger.
Bobby, Luger. Did your spell check screw up on you or something?
I think Bobby meant to hit the L.
And he hit the L and accidentally hit the K, yeah.
Because remember.
It's okay, though.
He's also helping KB. That's me. My inmates know me so well.
Oh, your spell check did screw up on you, Bobby. Okay.
It's okay, Bob.
It's okay,
it's
Bobby.
The only time I'm proud of my But now, I'm going to close this cell for now. Yeah. You never know what the next moment or match might be. But to me, this as a whole, the one thing I can't stress enough about it is the fact that, one,
mm-hmm.
it kind of exposed... Not like indecent exposure.
No, just wow.
But what it did do was it allowed us to right as that indecent exposure.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, what it did do is this. Like you said, it got people to start wanting cable and this, that, and the third. What it also did was it helped, without knowing it, you drove a knife in the heart of the old NWA, which would cause a chain reaction, which would cause Turner to turn NWA into just straight up world championship wrestling.
Yep.
Would light a fire under Turner's ass, because eventually Turner, when Turner made Bischoff in charge.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I told him, turn a profit or I'm done. I'm selling it. And the worst part about it was when they were at their lowest in 91, 92?
Somewhere around there.
Had Turner not lit the fire under their ass and Bischoff not came in and started turning things around.
Yep. But where would it be?
Like cutting house shows and this, that. Guess what? You wouldn't have had a Monday Night War because Turner was even going to sell it to Vince. Simply for the video library. Now, mind you, there are moments before WCW exploded that will only last in the memories of fans who were in those arenas, because there were a lot of house shows that they did.
Oh, yeah.
The tape. Just remember, keep this in mind. Black Saturday also led to having the Clash on free cable.
Yeah.
And certain things that should have been on pay-per-view.
True.
Hi, giving it away for free on cable for free.
There you go.
There are certain key matches that you got for free.
True.
Unfortunately, Tony Khan better learn to not use that so often.
Yep.
He's learned that, but he hasn't learned.
He's really learned.
He's getting there.
But he better.
In A for it.
Ooh, yeah, he does. You did that thing again. Oh shit.
Ooh. What did you just say?
I said, oh
shit. A tournament of power.
That's what I thought you said.
Like that.
Bruh.
No, I don't have any explaining to do. God damn it.
Jesus.
Remind me to get that doorbell fixed.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, folks, it is now time that I've waited a long time.
Oh, such a long time.
And this bitch has had it coming.
Yeah.
For far too long.
Warning. The following scene contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
All right. Enough dilly-dally. To the main event.
Oh, yes.
Time for the main event.
For the heavyweight championship of the world.
It's time to have some fun. Burn it down, brother. Burn it all down.
Yes.
We're going to burn it all
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Come on down, Dixie Carter. You're the next contestant on the electric chair.
Ooh.
Good one, Bobby. Oh, Dixie.
Oh, my God.
Harley, you'll get your turn.
I know.
Dixie, where do I begin with you? The wrestling MILF that no one wanted to fuck. I mean, what happened? You were so jealous of being just a fan that you had to beg mommy and daddies for their money. I mean, look at you. I think that's Hulk Hogan with his pinky up your butt. I don't know. You have this. Right there, this right.
You did more to blow up. I mean, Jesus Christ. You look like a disgruntled MILF who didn't get laid while having AJ basically let you have it. Jesus Christ. I don't know whether to burn my retinas. Yep. Yes, you are.
Oh, my God.
You took that company from Double J and fucked him in the ass. The part about this photo that makes me so happy is what I know comes next, is when your sorry C-U-N-T ass gets put through a fucking table courtesy of the Dudley Boys. You damn right. In the Hammerstein Ballroom. That would be over fucking joy. To watch Bubba get that orgasm Krispy Kreme glaze look in his eye like he just ejaculated three times while he was still sleeping with Velvet Sky. Shout out to both of them. Love you both to death. This ain't me bitching with you two. But fucking Christ. Dixie, let me explain something to you, you stupid bitch. I'm taking the center stage for this.
All right.
Dixie Carter, you are without a doubt the shittiest fucking promoter in the history of professional wrestling. And I ain't talking about it because you're a fucking woman. So all you motherfucking people who are going, oh, he's bashing a woman. Suck my dick, eat shit, jack off, fuck you, eat shit. I don't. I'm not that sick. I'm not that sick. That's number one. Number two, Dixie, you basically had to Bischoff and Hogan to basically try and save Impact Wrestling. You changed the name. TNA, big deal. So, oh my God, Vince Russo came up with a good idea to name the promotion TNA. Total Nonstop Action. Okay? The letters TNA. Everybody was thinking, oh my God, tits and ass. Let me tell you something. If you aren't in the TV business or in the video business, get this through your head. Sex fucking sells, you dumb fucks. That's number one. Number two, in your case, Dixie, you made a lot of number twos. The biggest number two was bringing in Bischoff and Hogan. Like I said, you were doing this. And tickling while you were at it. Swear to God, you would probably film the gangbang with them if you could. Jesus Christ.
Now that's a headline.
And I...
Let's not blow.
I wouldn't let you blow me if I was the last man on Earth and I had to sleep with your skinky, hoary, ugly, twisted, demented wrestler MILF-looking ass just to save all of humanity. I let it die. Ooh, Bobby, I brought you.
Damn. Good job, Bobby.
I mean, ooh. Jesus Christ.
Hey, you wait like everybody else, pal.
Bobby pretty much pulled the trigger on that one. Bravo.
That tournament of power.
Okay, Dixie, let me explain something to you. For everybody out there who's probably watching this thinking, what the fuck? Let me talk to you, okay? You ain't shit. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Dixie Carter. You did more to nearly destroy AJ Styles' career than to save it. Item number three. And this one's going to get hit a little too close to home.
Oh, boy.
Because some of the ladies are not going to like this. You probably tried more often to screw the knockouts more than Vince Russo wanted to screw just Angelina Love and Velvet Sky just because he thought they were hot.
Oh.
Coincidence? I think not.
And don't get it twisted. Angelina Love, I've met her, sweetheart. Velvet Sky, fucking sweetheart. But let me tell you something. I am surprised those two broads didn't kick your...
Come on, bro. Let's be serious. He spared you.
Okay?
What?
Carter, you had gold, and instead... you decided...
Nana! Nana!
Nay, nay.
Nana!
You were...
Dummy, yeah, you blew it. Dummy, yeah, you choked. Dummy, yeah, I think you lost it.
So, now, I'm going to say this to Double J. You kind of gave her the ammunition to get to this. When you broke a certain code amongst the bros, you knew this individual wasn't divorced yet. I understand how things happened, but you knew better. You still should have fucking waited. I mean, what happened? You just go to Dixie, whip it out, and be like, look, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to let her play with my diddly and my piddler. And so Dixie got pissed off because she couldn't play with your piddler no more and fired your ass. You had to basically go to Kurt to basically fucking get back in the mix to save the monstrosity that she had created. Okay? Dixie Carter. Sweetheart, first of all, you are not.
Oh, yeah. Like a pony. I'm a pony. I'm a pony.
You are far from that, my dear. You.
There is no passion. There is no vision. There is no aggression. There is no fucking mindset in this football club.
You are a. You're an unhappy accident in the pro wrestling history books. Furthermore,
what are you laughing at?
That's what I think when I hear Dixie Carter. And you want to know what's worse?
You ain't shit. 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 You ain't shit.
Sorry, it summarizes her.
Oh, shucky ducky, quack, quack.
Now, before I pull the plug on your bullshit stamp in pro wrestling history books, amen.
Yes, and TNA, bring him back.
Hey, Anthem. I've never roasted an entire company before. You better re-sign Scott D'Amore.
You're just cruising for it.
You're just cruising for it. Because, you know, you're cruising for it. You're cruising for it. You're just cruising for it.
Yeah.
I'm only going to show half of Nope. That's for Joker's only fans for only $15.99. Going now and see you later. I guarantee it'll be a lot more fun than watching Dixie's. Sheesh. I've never seen something so gray. So, folks, with that being said, Doc.
Yes.
I don't know. My wires.
I don't know either. It's confusing.
Okay. Any last words before we? Put her out of her misery.
Yeah, Dixie Carter, you miserable ass dick sucking bitch. Fuck you. You tried to destroy Impact, TNA.
Can't miss.
Now you're gonna pay for it, and I'm gonna enjoy watching you suffer. So I'm ready to hit this button right now. What, Bobby?
I'm making my own Bobby.
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong here?
Joker OnlyFans for $15.99. No, I'm not. Shh. Or am I? Shh. You never know. But folks,
Dixie, I'm going to take center stage because, Harley, you've had too much fun with the button. On this one, Mr. J's got to do this.
Okay.
So, excuse me for 1 second. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to extremely fry Dixie Carter, whose name sounds like a supervillain from the Austin Powers film, codenamed Dixie Normus. you do not have a Dixie. You are not Normus. Nobody wants to see you on OnlyFans. I'm amazed that your husband still puts up with your ass. I'm glad you don't have any children, because this spawn of the Dixie Carter would make me just want to rip out my retinas and shove something somewhere where the sun does not shine. On behalf of myself, the good doctor, and in spirit, I know he would be here if he wasn't working. He would be here to be the one to pull the trigger. Dixie Carter, KB would like me to remind you, you ain't shit. You dumb bitch asshole. And I ain't putting KB's words in my mouth. I'm just saying I know he would feel the same way. So I want everybody to have a tear. I want you to all have your tears ready, because, well, 3, 2, goodbye.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Uh-oh. Chair short circuit.
Damn it!
We need more firepower.
Oh, I got a live one here. Oh, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, 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 you complete me.
What happened?
Kill you? Kill you? Kill you? Kill you?
I killed the bitch, and I love it.
Oh, yeah. See her all burnt up? Oh, boy.
I know I smelled sulfur. Did anybody remember to repent today?
Oh, God.
Remember to make sure you all repent, my dear children. For this week. Before we get going, first and foremost.
Oh, yeah! Like a pony! I'm a pony! I'm a pony!
Pony. There we go. It was only a matter of time.
Yes.
Before I found a way to bring Pony home. You as well, young man. You as well. Now that announcement.
Yes.
So it concerns the victim of the chair next week.
Oh, boy.
I have waited a long time for this. You aren't going to get Basketball Joker. No. You're not going to get Eric. No. No, 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 no. You're going to get the very foul-mouthed Joker you got from season one. Because now it's time to feed me Ryback.
Yes!
And I am not going to be anything.
You see, Ryback, you're a douchebag. I can't wrestle. Eat shit and die. Irrelevant.
Oh, I played the pitiful poor me. I got...
And you're full of shit. And I know you're full of shit because you've been busted many times admitting that you're full of shit. Your ass now faces me. And Ryback, I'm not going to be like some of the other big names and podcasts out there who would blow smoke up your ass like this. Just to inflate that tiny dick you call an ego.
Ooh.
I'm going to let you have it. See? And Bobby, I think, said it quite nicely.
Yeah, he did.
So I'm going to say this. Next week, as a special St. Patrick's Day surprise, Ryback, you're going to answer for your sin. For being the knife that drove away CM Punk for nearly a decade, you were one of the many daggers. You have to answer for it. There have been controversial comments you have made. You're going to answer for it.
Mm-hmm.
You've blocked somebody I know. You're going to answer for that. We want to know why. You're going to do that. Doc, you're going to be telling everybody that next week. But next week, do tell.
Oh, I will next week.
Oh, I know you're going to. But the fact of the matter is this. Right back. Mm-mm. You ate shit. Your work sucked. Mm-hmm. You made threats of, oh, if CM Punk comes back, I'm going to retire. Motherfucker, no one wants to see you. I am friends with guys in the Yeah, where the hell have you been?
Where have you been, Blackheart? Come on, boss. Where have you been, Blackheart?
If you haven't been watching, boss, should I tell him?
Tell him.
Don't hate me for what I'm about to do.
Oh yeah, like a pony. I'm a pony. I'm a pony.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a dude. Okay. You're good, bro. Boss. No worries. But nobody wants Ryback on TV.
Nope. Not me, not you, not anybody.
You're good, Blackheart. You're good.
You're good, Black. You're good, boss.
Again, don't kill me.
Please.
Oh, yeah. Like a pony. I'm a pony. I'm a pony.
Woo! Wow.
Oh, he's going to pay for this.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Hey, I love you. You know I love you. And I'm going to tell you all something right now before we get out of here.
Yeah.
You better go watch the ladies from earlier from Black Cards Angels if you missed it. Shout out to the girls. Thank you for coming in. Always.
Thank you.
You're always welcome up in this piece.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something that needs to be said. Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew.
He loves it. He loves it.
A lot of you probably don't know this. Blackheart is the reason I'm still doing this. He knows why. There was a time where I was almost going to throw it off. But that man gave me the best fucking... You damn skippy. You damn skippy. For that one, hold the fuck up. Hold the fuck up. For that one, I will give him I'll give him that one.
You ain't shit.
Amen. We'll give it to you.
Yeesh, Pengas. How?
But without Blackheart. And the advice he gave me at one point, not only would I have crashed, but I wouldn't be doing this. So I'm going to say this. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Blackheart.
Thank you, big bro. Well, big bro and little bro, because I'm older than you, but you get the point. But ladies and gentlemen, you better make sure that if you missed Blackheart's Angels, you catch the replay and check out the archives here on the OTTR network. If you miss us live, you better have a damn good reason.
You better.
The boss has a good reason. There's plenty of good ones. If it is just because you didn't feel like watching, well, shocking incentive. And everybody here knows.
Good idea, boss.
Yeah, I don't think we did bad, but let's just say this.
It got crazy, but it was fun.
AB came up with some new ones.
He did.
And I think this one was pretty good. And it concerns Anna Jay and Bailey. And you have to watch from the beginning to understand.
Yeah, watch from the beginning.
We kind of went after Jungle Boy. So believe me, you'll get it. But.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Yeah. Damn. We're supposed to be getting that too tonight. But short, make sure every fucking Sunday night, 10 p.m., Blackheart, Uncle Fats, Big Malik, and Mr. Lucian Edukes. The last week in wrestling. Shout out
to the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
It's down every Sunday night, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's still weird not saying that on Friday. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
That's okay.
And guess what? Rocky, you were here in Dallas last night. Sidebar before we get out of here, just so that everybody knows, I did not know that they were going to be in Dallas necessarily until shortly after I moved here.
Oh, damn.
When it was announced The Rock was going to be here, you get tickets. Deuce, they sold.
Yeah.
Like that. I would have had to been working a stripper pole or creating an OnlyFans to get ringside. And Mr. J ain't doing either one of those.
Mm-mm.
No. I am not like Carter.
No.
I am not like Dixie Carter, who would have worked. She kind of worked Hulk Hogan's pole.
That's gross.
Yep. Gross.
Disgusting.
Yep.
Nasty.
Long gets done like a Bikini Bottom resident.
Yeah, pretty much. But in closing, folks, I love you all. Make sure you show our brand some love. Go get you some Dubby to get rid of that coffee addiction. Track to having good energy in the day. Make sure you get your hoodies. Make sure you get your bling at Get Soulless. But folks, you got to make sure to get some merch and support your favorite OTTR network shows. Bobby, I will see you next time too. Now, before we go, seeing as how the boss now knows the cat's out of the bag, I have to leave you with this. Let me ride that.
Oh, yeah. Like a pony. I'm a pony.
Let me ride that pony. I ride that pony. Folks, I love you all. I wouldn't be still doing this if I wasn't here. But now it's time to say goodbye.
Well, it's time to retire. Feel free to drop in.
So tune in next week, where Ryback, you're going to feel my pain. And I am going to enjoy it. And folks, bring me extra barbecue sauce.
Lots of Sweet Baby Ray's, please. Like 7 cases worth. Because we're going to need it.
7?
I'll go 10.
Good idea. Because now I'll have the grill already installed.
Oh, yes.
We've been talking about that forever. But folks, for the doctor, tell them where they can find you, dear.
They can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok, shit. TikTok. TikTok. I'm not talking about a mint here. TikTok.
Did I offend?
You find me Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at Writing Cat, and you can find me Tuesday nights on Coast to Coast Entertainment Network, Between the Ropes, Talking Wrestling. Where can they find you, Mr. J?
You can find me here on the OTTR Network, my dear. And of course I know that, boss, but we always like to tell everybody how to find you. Mm-hmm. And of course, as always, you never know where you might find me. I could pop up on your Facebook, could pop up in your TikTok. Tic-tac. Thought my TikTok. Folks.
Slip of the tongue there.
It happens.
It does.
It's about that time. Yes. So again, it is time to retire for this week. So until next week. We're desperately out of time. We gotta go. Oh, no. But tune in next week, right back. I got something for your bitch ass. Yeah. To live.
My life is nothing but a comedy.